tonight I'd like to give gratitude for the invaluable message from the readings tonight. It says a lot, but I am so grateful that through Christian Science, through the understanding made clear by it, we know that all are spiritual and are ideas of God, and that we can look past the errors of each one and see the Christ idea, as you read, that see each mortal in an impersonal depict. I am so grateful for the understanding that we all have the Christ consciousness. This is what Christ Jesus lived. He took care of his holy consciousness by knowing no other mind. And this mind is what we reflect, each one of us. And we must remain aware of it, protect it, by not allowing nothing negative to come in. Mrs. Eddy's daily treatment tells us so. The three daily duties, the end one, tells us so. That we should be aware of what we have and protect it from all the negative silent arguments as well as audible opinions from people and all the other suggestions, aggressive, be it in the form of physical problems or not. If we are reflections of life, truth, and love, I'm so grateful to know that they are the great defense for us. Nothing can go past these three if we are aware of them. And it has been helpful for me to take each one, life, look the references up in the Science and Health and Miscellaneous Writings, truth. Do the same with that and love. Really study them. It brings it to the heart and brings this invaluable lesson, you know, up front in thought, for me to love and to revere and to understand it more and not just talk about them. I am so grateful that we have a lot going on in this church all the time to encourage us never to forget what God is and never to doubt his power and his presence. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, and thanks for all the other testimonies, which undoubtedly are blessing people everywhere.